This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. And we'll go back to the phones in just a couple of minutes at 1-866-405-8405. But first, we welcome to the show Dr. Fred Metzger. He's the medical director of the Metzger Animal Hospital. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. How are you guys doing today?
Very good. So now, as a veterinarian, you have to tell your patients a lot of things that don't necessarily make them happy. One of them is there's an expensive blood test on the way. What is so important about these blood tests, and why should we definitely whip out our wallets for it?
Well, I mean, there's one thing that's kind of summing. It's pretty much obvious. Animals can't talk. So, I mean, in a lot of ways, they're going to talk to us through blood testing. Most people get that. But the other thing I would say is, you know, majority of the diseases that dogs and cats get are very similar to the ones that you and I get. So it's how you diagnose most diseases, like diabetes, hypothyroidism, certain types of cancer. It's just how these diseases are diagnosed. And if you don't run the blood test, including a lot of times the urinalysis, there's just no way you can diagnose it. So That's one component of blood testing, is diagnosing disease. The other is using it as an early detector for things coming on. In other words, watching certain analytes in the blood change over time as animals age, giving us some ideas that something might be wrong.
Mm. When my veterinarian tells me it's $300 for these blood tests, are they padding the bill?
Now, I'll tell you, when you look at human medicine, and I'll give you an example. I'm 58 years old, and I just went into my doctor last week for my annual. And, of course, I preach blood testing, so, you know, they want to do it on me every year, which, of course, I do. And literally for the same tests, I think it's an unbelievable deal myself, because not only are we the ones that have to collect the blood and perform the testing, we have to interpret it, too. So when you look at what blood tests give us as far as an insight into our pets, it's an unbelievable amount of information, and it's money well spent. It really is.
Have you ever examined a pet that seemed perfectly normal, perfectly healthy, but you detected something in the blood?
Absolutely, and it happens all the time. And one thing that we have found over the years, that if we can run blood testing, I mean, my dream, which will never happen, but my dream is that, you know, the pet owners would let us perform a blood profile every year on every pet. And the reason that would be important is to look for early changes, especially in things like kidney disease, blood sugar. But I'll tell you how common it is. We know right now that especially in animals over 3 years of age, about 25% of those animals are going to have a significant abnormality on their blood work. And it's frequently conditions we wouldn't be able to diagnose without the blood work.
Okay. You know what? Judy has a question, but you really want to ask? That's kind of a weird question, Judy.
Okay. I love weird questions.
I want to know, is it true that you can smell disease on an animal's breath? Because all I can smell is last night's dinner on their breath.
Well, there are a few diseases. I mean, usually you can smell dental disease. That's one we can smell. Okay. And in the old days, if you have diabetic ketoacidosis, so that's a dog or a cat that has diabetes that's very advanced, and they produce these things called ketone bodies. So do people if they're very sick. It has like a sweet smell to the breath. But, you know, we're way beyond that in veterinary medicine at this stage where, you know, we're not going to really worry about smelling the breath to diagnose something like diabetes. I mean, the tests that we have right now, and one thing I like so much, I like to be able to run the tests in my own hospital. That way I can discuss it with you as the pet owner, and we can talk about what those tests mean and also what we're going to do. I mean, think about human medicine. We get our blood drawn at a different location, and then you hope someone calls you back, right? A lot
of
times, you don't even know if the doctor looks at the lab work, or the nurse calls you up, or the technician, and says, oh, he or she, the doctor, looked at the lab work, and they said everything looks okay. And you're wondering, did anyone ever even look at the lab work?
Yeah.
One thing I like is I'm there looking at your dog right now, and in 15 minutes I can do the complete blood count, the biochemical profile, and the urinalysis. I can come back into the room while your dog or cat is still there, and we can talk about what we found. I mean, I find that very helpful, and it's completely changed, you know, the way veterinarians diagnose disease. And I mean this sincerely. I think you're better off being a sick dog or cat in this country than a person. I believe that.
You're probably right. So should we be getting a baseline? If our animal's healthy now, should we take them in and get a baseline?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you said that. And the key is you have to remember when we're looking at all these tests, the way the normal ranges are developed is the same in humans, but in dogs and cats, when you think of all the different breeds that we have to deal with and the different ages, there's quite a variability in the normal analytes testing. For example, let me tell you, glucose, blood sugar, perfect example. In people, it's a very narrow range. You know, it's like 80 to 90, whereas in a dog or cat, it could be something like 70 to 140. I mean, it's a wide range. So the reason I like to run blood tests on pets when they're normal is I can determine what's normal for your animal, because we know a lot of the tests just are not going to change over time, and that way I don't overinterpret. So let's say my dog Sophie normally runs, you know, 130 on the blood glucose, which is kind of the high normal. But if I check it every year and it's running, you know, 120, 130, that's normal for her. It's very important to determine what's normal for your pet. And that's why it's important to run blood work on them when they're healthy, so you can build a really a photo. And I like to tell people, when I'm drawing blood today, I'm taking a photo of your pet's blood. And really what I want to do over the lifetime is build a movie.
Okay, so until our animals start speaking English to us, we're going to have to do the blood test to figure out what's going on with them and do the baseline. Okay, doctor, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thanks, guys. Great questions, and everybody have a great day. Take care of your pets, of course. Bye-bye.
There you go. Dr. Fred Metzger joining us.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.